This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Rainstorms triggered several flash flood warnings in communities around the Denver metro today. In Broomfield, more than 3 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours this morning, closing several roads. The National Weather Service says the Front Range and southern Colorado are likely to see storms through this evening. Ball Arena's 55 acres of parking lots may be developed into a new downtown Denver community. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
In July, Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, the owner of the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the Mammoth, submitted plans to build 6,700 apartments or condos, retail, parks, entertainment, and public spaces next to Ball Arena. The project would connect lower downtown to the proposed River Mile development at the Elitch Gardens site. And Wynkoop Street would be turned into what Kroenke's calling the Sports Mile, a long strip through Denver connecting Coors Field, Ball Arena, and Empower Field. The next step for Kroenke? Winning approval from the city. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Mesa University has hired Kimberly Miller as its new athletic director. Miller is Black and is the first woman of color hired as an AD in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. She appreciates the historic nature of her hiring, but said her goal is to be there for the school's 700 student-athletes.
It's always a privilege and honor. However, I look at it as being the right person for the job.
The North Carolina native holds a PhD in education and worked as deputy athletic director at a South Dakota university. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.